This is Shonda Seeley, and you are now listening to Her Voice Radio with Dee O'Neill and Renee Jennings, the creator of the show, Shamia Miller, and myself, Shonda Seeley, executive producers, myself and Ms. Shamia Miller, producer, DJ Fusion, brought to you by Fuse Box Radio on WRSQ. Special thanks to our engineers, Chili Chill and Ms. Sylvia Moorhead. Today's topic is female self-esteem and pimping. And I want to weigh in with my sisters, Ms. Renee Jennings and Dee O'Neill. How you sisters doing?
Good.
Hey, guys. We're doing good. I'm doing lovely.
Okay, and I want to get you guys' thoughts on the first topic, female self-esteem. So give me your thoughts on that, Dee.
You know what? I think female self-esteem is something that, you know, we all are lacking just a little bit. When you look at people who are, like, overly confident, you know, you see the girls who can't go outside if they don't have makeup on, the so-called pretty girls who are in the mirror all day long, and people mistake that for confidence. And really, I think it is a lack of confidence and a lack of self-esteem, because if you think about it, if you're okay with you and you are comfortable with yourself, why do you have to stay in the mirror? Why do you have to keep checking to make sure your look is a certain way? I think that a lot of times people say, you know, well, I'm doing this because I feel good about me and, you know, I think I look good, but I think it's the other way around. I think, you know, we have to stay in that mirror and stay refreshing that makeup for the approval of others. And I think there's nothing more confident than a sister who can go outside anywhere with no makeup on. True, makeup is a beautiful thing. I wear makeup. We all wear makeup at times. But you know what? I'm somebody that I don't need makeup. You'll see me without makeup more than you'll see me with makeup. The only time I guess I'll wear makeup, and it's, makeup is not a bad thing again, is like if there's an event I'm going to, or if I'm going out or something. But just for like a regular everyday thing, no.
Right.
It's too much.
Exactly.
I don't have the time, really.
Exactly. It should be a natural thing. And Renee, your thoughts on female self-esteem?
Okay, I'm going to disagree with Dee.
Okay.
I'm going to disagree with you. I rock my, I'm telling you, maybe it's Maybelline. I love my eyebrow pencil. I got to have my eyebrow pencil every day. And it's, and for me, it's just because, it's not even because, like, okay, I'm scared to go out without makeup. Like, there's times when you'll catch me without my eyebrow pencil. But I just like to enhance them eyebrows because they just look so banging. I'm
it
telling you.
It does look good.
But I understand where you're coming from, because a lot of times you see females who, like, they're always like, oh, yeah, I'm on point. I got this. I got that. And normally those are the ones with the lowest self-esteem.
That's
chicks that don't care is the one with the highest self-esteem. You'd be surprised. Even in the industry, you got a lot of artists who you like, undercover. I mean, when they get off the stage, they looking backstage like, oh, my God, do I look right? Am I too fat? Am I this? Am I that? You know what I'm saying? And they're real insecure about themselves. But I think everybody, what did Kanye say? We all self-conscious.
No doubt.
Beyonce self-conscious about her ears. I'm self-conscious.
Her ears? Her ears?
Yeah,
I've never heard that
one. Yeah, she said she don't like her ears, but that girl is beautiful. I don't know what her problem is, but okay.
She is extremely beautiful. But you know what Hallie said? She doesn't like the way she looks.
But you know what kills me? These are women that are gorgeous. It's
right.
Like, people would kill to look like them. Come on.
But see, that's how the media have us. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
All
crazy.
You're seeing is
it's
these
a,
little
it's a girl,
small
like,
women.
It's a female I know, and I'm not even going to say no names to protect her identity. This chick tells me every morning faithfully that she is fat. She probably weighs 110 pounds soaking wet. I mean, look at her like, let me pull up my shirt and show you.
She need attention.
Let me show you my inflatable raft. Let me show you my inflatable raft. And you talk about you fat. You don't know what fat is. She don't know about no rolls.
Okay. Yeah. Those are the girls that, like, get on my nerves. But you know what, Renee? You are a beautiful sister. And you don't
really
do
are.
Your makeup the way I'm talking about.
No, I know what you're saying. I done seen the powder faces.
And you know what I hate? I hate, and for it's not on everybody, even though people tell me I look good with it, but I hate for somebody to do my face and put eyeshadow on me. I think that makes me look so much like a drag queen.
I don't like lust.
Well, it's not for everybody.
Lust makes you look like a clown, kid. Yeah. Like, you don't need, you don't need all that
blood. And not too much foundation either. But do you sisters also think that with some self-esteem, especially in little girls, it should start from the home where mothers telling their daughters how beautiful they are?
Yes.
Inside, I think that has a lot. Because really, as you grow up as a kid, these are just my thoughts. Instead of calling your daughter your little so-and-so, your little wench, your little this and that, it kills the self-esteem. So she needs something to cover. Because really, what are you covering?
Yo, and with you makeup? Know what? And I can speak on that because when I was growing up, and it's no disrespect, it's no disrespect to my family whatsoever, because my family is just how they are, and I love them to death. They all crazy, but that's okay. We love each other. But like, my grandmother had a tendency when she would get mad at me, she would always reference my fat, and I'd be like, "What does my fat have to do with me not doing
exactly?" That's my point. Exactly, and that's real. That's my point.
But when you know, I was lucky enough to still grow up and have a wonderful self-esteem. But everybody's not that lucky.
Exactly.
And a lot of parents do that when they get mad at their kids. They call them all types of black.
This is my
point. Oh yes.
And you can't do that.
You can't.
Like, I would get so upset in the street. I seen this lady do that, and I so wanted to like punch her in her face. I was like, "Yo, she need her butt whipped." Honestly, I can't believe.
You can't do that to them. And I have a friend myself, and it was so crazy to me. She's from Trinidad. She's a beautiful sister. She's a dark sister. She has like a real even dark brown tone to her, right?
Right.
So that's one strike that she thinks she has against herself. And then she's thick. But the biggest thing on her is her behind.
Oh,
and because of that, no, but she thinks it's too big.
Oh, come on, man.
And that's the the first thing men see on her is her behind.
Okay.
And so like when she deals with a man, she has this thing to where though she was telling me she was dealing with a guy and he wasn't making her feel desired enough. And at
but
first
that's
I was
not that man's
then,
job to make her
exactly,
feel desired.
Exactly. When
not.
I sat
it's
down and I thought about it, I'm like, yo, I don't need a man to make me feel desired because
exactly.
I'm desired myself. You know what I mean? I don't have to have a man giving me that. But then again, too, I grew up on a pedestal. I grew up with my family doing, you know, what you say they should do for little girls, always giving them compliments and doing this and doing that and telling them they're pretty. And it came from my whole family. So I was the type sometimes, you know, I got teased in school sometimes, but it didn't really bother me because everybody else around me was giving me this and giving me that.
And on the same topic with me, it was the exact opposite. Like, my grandmother would come and still tell me, like, to this day, my grandmother says, "Renee, you're so pretty. You got such beautiful hair and you're a pretty girl, but if you just lose some of that weight, you'd be bad." And I laugh at her. I laugh at my grandmother because I say, you know what, she's crazy.
Yeah. But it's good that your self-esteem, you see what I'm saying?
No,
that you don't allow it to get you.
Listen, let me tell you, when I was growing up, I had to work self-esteem. Like,
are you serious?
I was not pretty. I really thought I was ugly. I was like, and I mean, I know that now. I'm like, please. But I had to work self-esteem. And I think it's just because I didn't feel wanted. I didn't feel like I was pretty. You know, you go to school, you get teased. When you're fat and you in school, it's the worst, kid.
Yeah.
But it's so crazy because even when I go back home now and I see people I went to school with, the same dudes be trying to get at me. It's hilarious, yo. It's so funny. It's like, what? It's bananas. But what happened was I developed a callus where you could say to me, "Oh, you're fat," and I would tell you, "So what? Tell me something I don't know."
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to build yourself up to come back. It's people in the street right now that could be like, "Oh, Renee's fat," but that's all you can say. I'm fat, but I'm beautiful. I'm smart.
That's right.
I'm
exactly.
Smart. You can't take nothing from me. And you have to realize that within yourself. Nobody can take nothing from you.
And this is why, please, women who all have daughters, it is so important that is instilled in them. It really is. It's so important that it's instilled in them that beauty do come from within, but just watch the way you speak to your kids, period.
Exactly.
Because it do it have a lasting effect on them, even as they get older in relationships, because then when a man want to call them out their name other than that and want to call them a bitch, it's going to be, "Well, my mother called me such," and then it becomes normal, and that ain't cool.
The same for your males, for your sons, the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you keep telling your son, he ain't going to be ish, he, you know, you ain't going to amount to nothing, you're going to be just like your father. I mean, what type of images are you putting in his head?
Exactly. Whatever you speak into them children, that is what they will be. Now, you know what? What I wonder is, if like self-esteem can tie into race as well. And let me tell you what my auntie used to do to me, my whole family used to do to me when I was little, even though it had a positive effect. I just realized it when I was an adult. So they had me worshiping a white woman when I was younger. When I was younger, in order to get me to eat my vegetables, they would say, oh, I'm going to call Wonder Woman, because they knew I loved Wonder Woman. I didn't, you know, grow up, you know, having any black figures to idolize as children. You know, as children, every child idolizes something outside of their family, but it was never any black figures. Any black figures that, you know, I looked up to were inside of my family, but they used that Wonder Woman on me to the T. Okay, ooh, let me call Wonder Woman. You're not eating your vegetables. You know, Wonder Woman's eyes are pretty blue, okay? Wonder Woman's eyes are pretty. You know, if you eat your vegetables, your eyes will be pretty like Wonder Woman. So I'm thinking I'm going to grow up and have some blue eyes, okay? Right. My eyes are very pretty brown. 2 years ago, I'm at a cookout and my auntie sees me. I'm 28. Oh, look at your big, pretty eyes and your long eyelashes. I'm going to call Wonder Woman, tell her you must have been eating your vegetables. And I'm sitting there like, now I'm a little bit older. And I wanted to say, stop it. You cannot have me. You cannot have me or any other little black girl worshiping a white figure, because that's what she's going to go after when she gets older. I had perms in my hair since I was 7.
Yeah, but you see, thank God now that, you know, it's much better, and the young black girls today have your Oprah Winfrey's and so many more.
And they got me. My
girls
got me.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
You know, but I definitely want, and the second topic now I want to get you guys thoughts and inputs on is pimping. In the industry, music industry, TV, what are you guys' thoughts on pimping? I'm going to start with you, Renee.
Wow, that, you know, man.
With your Bishop Magic Don Juans and, you know what I mean?
I can't get down with it. I'm sorry. No matter how, and it's hard for me, like, even as, like, a journalist sometimes, I'll talk to certain rappers who, and I'm like, how can you glorify pimping? I'm like, you're telling a woman, like, get your butt on that strip and make my money. Like, that's so Ike Turner and Tina Turner-ish. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I can't condone it. And it's like, I mean, I try to understand it. I try to rationalize it, but it's just not. I just can't. But a lot of times, with pimping,
right,
you can't so much blame the pimp because the female does it. You know what I'm saying? Without the chick on the throne, there is no pimp, kid. But
yeah,
these women, I had one rapper in particular tell me, I have women that come to me and say, I want to be pimped. So what do you do in that situation? You can't really, you can blame the pimp, but to a fault. But if you got women that's like, I readily want to do this for the money, and some women, it ties into self-esteem, because this
True.
Is what their mamas was doing and their grandmothers was doing. I mean, if you look at it, we can't really, you got to take it back. Go back to like the 50s. Pimping was going on for mad long, but chicks used to run it. To open up
the brothels,
dude,
and
get $2.
Go back to the Bible, okay?
Dudes give their $2, come up in the spot, lay up, do whatever, and bounce. This been going on forever. This is not even something new. Like, a lot of people I get mad with who say, oh, this is bad for our generation. I'm like, well, you've been pimping, been going on for a long time. Hell, as slaves, we was pimps. Come on, this been going on forever. This is not something brand new.
It's not. Indeed, your thoughts?
I'm totally with Renee, and it's a good thing that she said you can only blame the pimp to a certain extent because it is the woman. I want to know, and this does tie back to self-esteem, what makes a woman go out, stand on a corner, no matter what the weather is, hot, cold, rain, hail, sleet, snow, sell her behind? That's some hard work to be taking it in all day long. And then go give all her money to somebody else. I don't get it. You got to dig into a woman's brain very deeply for her to decide, I'm going to do this to my body and give you my money. and they make them think, oh, it's for your protection and I'm taking care of you. Dude, how are you taking care of me? I'm giving you the money. What, you going to the store for me? I can take myself to the doctor. Exactly. I can go shopping and buy my own clothes. I can take and get my own checkup. This is for the protection for. Tell me why can't you know get some lessons and you know get a black belt crazy and Wang Chung a brother that's trying to do something for me if I'm out there in the street or hire a bodyguard or something. I don't understand it. And did you see American Pimp?
Yeah.
That movie American Pimp. Yeah. Did you see when I think it was Bishop Don Juan's mother?
Yeah.
He said, the doctor told me he was gonna be like that when he came out, and I'm like, okay, mom. What's going on? Not to talk about nobody's mother, but come on now, that starts at home. You know, what are you raising your sons to be? A woman has to think, okay, what is a man? Any man, whether the woman is doing it or not, who can condone or contribute to a female, whether she's black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian, whatever her color, her flavor, her ethnicity, when he can condone and participate in her degrading herself, that is nowhere near, man. I don't care.
It's not a man, but again, all this tie in the self-esteem. Again, it is the man, but he can't do no more than a woman allow him to do. That's what a self-esteem
don't have. And truth be told, I used to think, oh, like, how could you do this? Why couldn't you think better and do something better for yourself? There are a lot of women who got some issues, kid. There are a lot of women who got issues that we could not... We as sisters, as positive sisters who got our stuff together or trying to get our stuff together, because I'm a work in progress. But
We are.
The point
as
is,
we all are, yes.
Yeah. They have passed a way of reality and saying to themselves that this is wrong. I mean, their thinking is really screwed up. There's issues of being raped when they was young. There's issues of, you know, self-esteem. I'm not good enough.
Oh, no doubt.
They don't know any better. Like, for instance, they're like, well, I can't get a job. I can't do this. I have kids to feed. This is the easiest way for me to get money. And you'd be surprised at how many women, that's what they'll tell you straight up and down.
No, I feel you on that. This is what I'm saying. This is why we wanted both of these topics, because in a way they tie in together with self-esteem. Exactly, from molestation, what your parents call you and talk to you if you're thinking you're not pretty. So a pimp ain't nothing but a mouthpiece. So, of course,
exactly.
If her self-esteem is low, oh, yeah, he can get her.
Yeah,
of course.
He putting that battery in her back. Like, yeah, you
exactly.
Go out there, get it. Go ahead.
It's craziness because I'm a single mother of two. Okay, and I get my hustle on and never have I ever even thought in that direction of selling my body. It's the easiest thing to do. Okay, and I can make a whole lot more money doing that. You know, than I can on my hustles, but guess what? I can't do that to me.
I can't make that kind of money. I ain't sliding around nobody's pocket.
I'm sorry. I can't do that to me. You know, women, we have to realize no matter what you look like, no matter how short, how tall, how skinny, how fat, we all are a treasure. Everybody. We are. Just look in a mirror every day and look at yourself. Every woman can look in the mirror and find a flaw, but you know what? For every flaw, there is something that is there to be praised.
And so
this is what I want y'all to do. Everybody, this is what I want you to do. When you wake up in the morning and you look in that mirror that you're talking about, I want you to realize one thing. You can do anything you want. And I mean, honestly, truly, listen to what I'm saying. Meaning, you can make a choice not to go to your job, not to tell you to do that, because I ain't paying nobody's rent. Don't be calling up and emailing us, talking about Renee told me not to go to work. But I mean, I'm saying, like, realize you have the power to do anything. You decide what clothes you're putting on, how you're going to do your hair. You decide what comes out your mouth. You decide how you're going to walk down the street, which route you're going to take to work. That's powerful. If God wakes you up, he woke you up. He did the most important thing. Now you have choices to make.
Realize that
you got a choice to live your life better. When you realize that you're in control of that, oh, it's a beautiful thing.
Exactly.
Only you can fly that ship. You in charge of yourself, that's big.
And the sisters that are strippers or whatever, we're not knocking you. My sister previously said, however you make your money, but it's really about self-respect and love yourself, because you don't have to do that.
You don't.
And you know what the very ironic thing about it is? When it comes to all the opinions on the whole pimp thing that's going on, and oh my God, I can't stand when they get on TV with them cuffs. that's another topic, another show for real. But when it comes to all the opinions, it's not the men that have the strong opinions and are against it. It is the women. So when you look at that, it's only women doing it. It's only women that's out there, you know, on them strips, on them posts. Get off the men and get to your sisters.
But you got male prostitutes too.
Oh, my Kevin Campbell.
Oh, stop it. That's a whole nother show, too. That's a whole nother show, too. But you got men out there, too, selling their bodies and prostitutes, men on men.
You know what? Yeah, they call them escorts.
But you got some, too, sister, that's be on the corner, too, looking for men and certain men pick up undercover brothers and things like that. You know, not just black brothers. You have white men.
Well,
you have Asians. You have Latinos. Exactly.
I was about to say, you do have some men's trolls. You got some.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, we're going to leave it. That's a whole nother show.
Pieces.
It is. But you know what? Do you think that, like, sisters, you know, we know, like, a lot of us that are adults, we are set in our ways, and it's hard to break that chain. And, you know, it is an each one teach one thing. And, but as far as when you see those little girls, especially these days, these little 11, 12, 13-year-olds walking around thinking it's cute, looking way older with their boobs out, with their behind out.
And stop having your daughters drop it like it's hot.
I was getting ready to say, but who buying the clothes? Little girls ain't got jobs at 12 and 13.
Exactly.
Yeah, but at 11 and 13, the parents are sitting there telling their daughters, yo, drop it like it's hot to that song.
It's not cute. Family barbecues, when you're over playing cards. Oh, baby, come do that. It ain't nothing cute about it. It's not
knowing that they're setting them up for the kill. These are the future pole dancers and the women out there on the strip. A lot of times, you know, we may be giving them compliments too as they're growing up, but we're not teaching them about that self-worth.
Exactly.
We are not. And I just, you know, any sister listening to this, if you see a little girl and you see that she is in danger, don't hop on her, but embrace her. Take her under your wing and show her her worth. Teach her about her inner goddess and what it means to be a woman, what it means to be respectful, to be respected. Teach her that, you know, yes, she is pretty, but she is smart as well, because a woman's brain is behind everything. I don't care what nobody say. We may say, okay, this is a male-dominated world. When you look at things, you know, you see the man heading it up, but guess what?
No.
When he go home
you
at night,
empower
he's looking it up with a woman.
You empower the world. You empower one woman, you empower the world. Seriously.
Exactly. We all have a good head on our shoulders, but some of us are just not, you know what I'm saying, trained in how to use it. And if we could all just, sisters, you know, stop the competition thing, you know, stop the turning the nose up at each other and saying, you know, I don't like females, I don't keep female friends. Bust it up with your sisters. Build with your sisters. Don't be afraid to give another sister a compliment. And any woman who can't give another sister a compliment, she's probably looking in the mirror and not giving her own self compliments.
Yeah, man.
We are
beautiful. You know what? That's easier said than done, Dee, because, and this will probably be another show topic that we'll do. A lot of times, you try to big up a sister, you try to put your faith in her and everything, and then shorty turn around, stab you in the back. With your husband.
But you know what? I do it often. If I see a brother or a sister, if I'm in the grocery store, mall, or whatever, if her hair's nice, sister, you look nice. You smell nice, whatever. I mean, now don't get me wrong. You're right, Renee, because sister's got some problems and look
even
at me like you don't even know me.
And
hello.
Like, I don't want him. Have you seen him? Come on.
But that's the sad part, that it's no, you know, it's not really a togetherness in a sisterhood, especially among us.
That starts with herself, though. See, that's why that happens. You talk to them in a sister, she frown her face up, then, okay, it's something wrong with her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You tell her she look nice, you thinking you want her man, it's something wrong with her.
That's her self-esteem.
Yeah, it starts at home.
Yeah.
Self-esteem, because you'd be surprised how many sisters can't take a compliment. Have you ever given a sister a compliment and you said, you know, oh, that dress looks nice. Oh, this old thing. Oh, I got this from so-and-so. It's like, sister, just say thank you.
Yeah, don't give me all that background. I don't get that kind of time.
just say thank you. It is okay. And it is so many sisters who can't do that and who feel funny. And you know what? I used to be at a time where people would give me compliments and I would not know what to say. And I had to teach myself to say thank you and just smile. But then again, it's a way you give a compliment too, because sometimes you can give a compliment so strong that they might look at you funny like, okay, what's her motive? I had somebody do that to me last week. She walked up to me at a wedding. Oh, sister, you are so beautiful. You are so radiant. And just the passion she was saying it with, I was like, okay.
Sometimes it's just best to just say thank you and keep it pushing. You know, sis.
You are right. But you know what, sisters? It has been an enjoyable thing.
Yes, it has.
Talking about, you know, the whole pimp thing and talking about the self-esteem. And I hope that whoever is listening, I hope it strikes a bug in you. I hope it helps you out. I hope you know somebody that it can help out and spread the word to them, have them listen, or just share a little bit of them to them what you got from the show. We have to go. We hope that you'll tune in again. For more information, you can log on to www.hervoiceradio.com. For advertisement information, you want to email info@hervoiceradio.com. Once again, if you want advertisement information, email info@hervoice.com. Also, you can log on to our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/hervoiceradiofm. There you can listen to all of our shows. This has been brought to you by Platinum Queens and Chick Click Productions. We gotta go. See you next time.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in.